So it was a great few days away. I was able to see Sue McTavish several times. We honored her with her retirement, and I said to her, you know, Sue, it only says 2 years by your name because most of them say 28, 32, 40 years. And she said, well, she turned 72 in the United Methodist Church. You have to retire when you're 72. It used to be 68, then they raised it to 70, then they raised it to 72. Now they're trying to raise it to 75. So some preachers you just can't get rid of. But it was great. And she is a part-time local pastor. And we all have these acronyms for the position that we have in church. And so she's a PL, part-time local pastor. And a retired local pastor is an RL. So as she was walking across the stage, she was able to write something for someone to read. And as she walked across, she said, I've moved from a PL to an RL and moved on. But she sends greetings to you. I saw Doug on the screen. I didn't see him personally. It's funny when you turn on the morning show in Roanoke and they talk about the traffic report and how heavy the traffic is in Roanoke, Virginia. They just don't know. But I will say this, hospitality. We are so fast-paced here. I had forgotten my probiotics, so I had to go to CVS early in the morning. And so I was getting off the ramp onto 581, and there was a car coming behind me, and I looked, and they put their blinker on, and they moved to the other lane to let me on. And that is something that I don't see a lot here, so you're kind of on for your own. But great stay, great visit. I'm glad to be back. So we're going to look at Jesus meeting a demon, meeting a man with a demon. He sends the man home and says, go home and tell others what God has done for you. And that's the question for us today is, have we told others what God has done for us? Think about that. So to get us into the story, if you can recall, what's happened immediately prior to this event is there is the storm story where Jesus is on the boat in the Sea of Galilee with his disciples. This huge storm comes up. It wells up all the winds. Jesus calms the storm. And the storm has moved him to another part of the Sea of Galilee. He has started at the Sea of Galilee over here where all the Jews live. And now the storm has pushed his boat and his disciples and him to the other side of the Galilee where the Gentiles live and where the Roman soldiers have their encampments. And the Gentiles over there, they have to feed the Roman soldiers. And what is it that the Roman soldiers want to eat? They want to eat pork. So there are lots of what are called swine herdsmen there, whereas on the Jewish side, what would you have had? Shepherds, because they would eat lamb, but not pork. So we have this storm event that pushes Jesus and his disciples over into the Gentile land. And Jesus is going to an area he has not been before. This is new territory for his ministry. He steps off the boat and immediately this man with a demon greets him and says, Jesus, Son of God, please do not torment me. It's interesting that he knows who Jesus is. He says, Jesus, Son of God, please do not torment me. And did you hear what this unclean man was like? He wore no clothes. He was naked. He lived among the tombs, which the tombs were considered unclean. He had shackles around his wrists, because the people there had tried to control him and chain him, and he had broken the chains. He was uncontrollable. He was demon-possessed. And he says, Jesus, Son of God, please do not taunt me. Leave me alone. And Jesus asks him a question. He says, what is your name? And the man says, Legion. If you watch horror movies and that kind of thing, you'll see the name Legion kind of pop into some of these movies. Legion, A legion is attributed to a Roman legion of soldiers would be 3,000 to 3,000 men. Legion, this was a man who was possessed with not just one demon or two demons, but many, many demons had infected, intruded his life. He was demon possessed. And he says, Jesus, take this torment from me. And what does Jesus do? But he sends the demons into the pigs. And then the pigs run and they come off the cliff into the lake and they die. There's a crowd that sees all this take place. These swine herdsmen aren't very happy. Their livelihood has been destroyed. All their pigs are dead. They go into town and tell people what's happening, and all the people in town come to see, and they see all these dead pigs in the lake. And there they see this man that the scripture says in his right man, in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was clothed. The people are frightened. They are scared. And they tell Jesus and his disciples to get out of town. We don't want to have anything to do with you. This man, this demon-possessed man, begs to go with Jesus. And Jesus says, no, no. I want you to go back home. Go back to that town that you're from. And you tell everybody what God has done for you. This act of Jesus changed this man's life. And he says, go. And tell others what God has done for you. I think about the chaos in our lives and the chaos that that man must have lived having those demons. I think about, you know, in church, we try to not have chaos. We try to have comfort for you. We have a nice building. We have pew cushions. We have lights. We have an audio system. We have air conditioning. We have all of these things to make it nice for you. In the early Church of America, there would have not been pew cushions. There wouldn't have been backs on the pews. You would have to sit up straight and pay attention. And the ushers, if you fell asleep, they would have a long stick, and they would poke you if you fell asleep and would wake you up to keep attention. You know, I get to see every single one of your faces here, and I must admit there's some days that I need a long poker and just poke. And I think if I did that, you wouldn't do it again or you wouldn't come back. But I think about the chaos, the demons. We have demons in our lives. We don't see it as much as the way that this person had demons. But we have issues. We have emotional issues. We have spiritual issues. We have physical issues that create chaos in our lives. And do we turn to Jesus? Do we turn to God to help us in that chaos that we live? Alan had mentioned about this decrease in church membership. Last year was 1%. You know, 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but over 10 years, it's how much? 10%. Over 20 years, it's what? 20%. For about 25 years, we've been doing this 0.5%, 1%. It pauses us to think, are we doing what Jesus calls us to do to tell others what God has done for us? I think about the ministry of hope that we have on Sunday morning. We had 60 this week. And for them, church is different than for us. For them, church is a place where they can gather, where it is safe. These are folks that are homeless, or what I call the working poor. They need a place weekly they can go where they know it's safe, where they can have conversation with one another, and where they are loved and welcomed. And the bishop this week at annual conference talked about so many churches as he visits where it appears people aren't welcomed, who don't look like us, have our checkbook account or our investment accounts. We are called to welcome everyone. So this week, I'd like us to think about the demons that we have in our lives, and that we pray that Jesus will help us with those demons, and to think about what God has done for us. What has this church done for you that you could tell a friend or an acquaintance that comes to you and says you have this situation, and you could say, come down to Doolin Church. There you'll be welcomed. There you'll be loved. That's what people want. They want to be loved and welcomed and have a community around them. I'll close with an illustration that it was kind of funny that Alan hadn't been to Cracker Barrel. I couldn't believe that. And so there's one in Harrisonburg that I stop by when I go to Roanoke. It's halfway. And then, you know, he showed me Mount Jackson where they make Route 11 potato chips, and I bought a whole bag of that. I ate them all last night. They were so good. But our waiter, her name was Shaniqua, African-American woman. And I have learned that when I go to restaurants, if you're nice to the waiter or waitress, they'll be nice to you. And so she had a little name thing, and I introduced myself. And I said, I can't wait to have our meal. She says, yeah, I just cooked it just for you. And I said, well, I'm a preacher, and I'm going to bless this meal. And she was touched. Here was this preacher who was going to bless this meal that she was serving. And then she was saying, you know, she said, I'm a single mom with two kids. I live in Harrisonburg, and it's too hectic in Harrisonburg, so I'm moving to Elkton. And so we're going from rural to very rural. And when she said that, I thought about Sue McTavish. Sue McTavish, a former disciple here, serves a small African-American church in Elkton, Virginia.
That church probably has
20 members and 6 on Sunday. But I said to Shaniqua, I said, you know what? When you go to Elkton, you find the African-American Methodist church that is in town there, and you go there, and you talk to the preacher there, and you tell her that Pastor Dave sent you to this church. And I said, they will welcome your family and they will love your family like you have never felt love. And she said, I'm going to do that. Moving to a new community, single mom, 2 kids, living on Cracker Barrel wages. And to find a community, the church, that will love her and support her. That's the church, friends. That's the church. And that's the good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together, Amen. It's time for our offering, friends. So we want to do a lot of work. And with that work, I need your money. So we're going to ask the ushers to come forward, and we'll see what we can do here today. All right? I only have 2 plates. Oh, here they are. Thanks. Okay. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, there are people in need of a place to love and welcome them, and that's the church. And so we pray that we can stimulate our persons here to give the money that we need to help that happen in people's lives. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.